Once again tonight, we must perform the distasteful task of refuting further invented reports broadcast by the German wireless station. It is not true that the rectors and deans of the German universities in Prague were forced, at the point of the gun, to sign a declaration of loyalty to the state. This absurd allegation was denied by the rectors and deans themselves in a statement made today, denying that any pressure whatever was used against them. It is not true that the Magyar member of parliament, Esterházy, was prevented from going to Budapest. Esterházy did leave for Budapest. The Hungarian wireless station is apparently trying to compete with the German in the invention of false news. It is not true that there is great unrest among the population of Bratislava as a result of military provisions. Nor is it true that the courts and schools are not functioning in Bratislava, as Budapest asserts. These reports have been denied publicly by the Hungarian opposition parties in Prague and Bratislava. The Italian Prime Minister, Mussolini, today made a speech in Trieste in which he touched on the most important problem of the present time, the Czechoslovak problem. The Italian minister believed that a plebiscite was the only possible solution, a plebiscite for all nationalities in Czechoslovakia which demand it and who are forced, he said, to stay in a state which wishes to be a great Czechoslovakia. Mussolini advised quick action and expressed the desire for a peaceful solution. If this were not possible, he desired that an eventual conflict should be limited to the smallest proportions. But if this did not happen, and if a world front were formed for Prague or against Prague, then Italy would decide where its place was.